There's something just so nice about a powerful woman taking control of you, isn't there? You see, I bet it turns you on how one woman like myself can just take complete control of you. That's right. And not that my gender has anything to do with it, it's just my power. My feminine charms and ways just seem to overwhelm you sometimes. I bet it makes you so horny. I bet you lust over me sometimes, and it's okay. I get that a lot. But today, I'm going to give you permission to touch yourself during the induction. I know. You can thank me later. But for now, just touch yourself. I'm telling you to. So fucking do it. While you've got the chance, while you have the opportunity, play with yourself and touch yourself. That's right. And while you play with yourself and touch yourself, I'm just gonna talk to you and I'm just gonna tell you all of the fun things that I'm gonna do to fuck with your mind while you do. Okay? Sound good? Excellent. So while you're playing with yourself and touching yourself, I want you to imagine just how nice it would have me to be there with you in the same room, watching you touch yourself, watching you play with yourself. Of course, at first you might be a little shy, maybe a little reserved with it. And then after a while, maybe you get into it more. The more your mind just seems to fade away. Because what it really comes down to here is the art of control. I'm very well versed in the art of control, if you didn't already know, but of course you already do. You see, while you play with yourself, while you touch yourself, while you listen to my alluring voice, while you listen and focus and relax into it, that's right, into the pleasure, into the arousal, you just get more and more turned on when you hear the sound of my voice like this, controlling you, telling you what to do. That's right. And you start to get used to hearing me tell you what to do. Hearing me tell you how I want you to do things. For example, right now I could say, okay, now you're only allowed to play with yourself with one hand, so choose wisely and then do it. That's right, fucking touch yourself with only one hand. And as you do, you start to feel a surge, a little wave of control that ripples over you, like a wave of lust and arousal, the pleasure that just consumes you, little by little by little, piece by piece by piece, and it feels so fucking good, doesn't it? Yeah, it does. It feels so very good to be told what to do. And it's going to only get better from here. That's a promise. You see, in the back of your mind, you're already starting to lose yourself to the pleasure, you see. The more pleasure you feel, the more your mind just empties out. And it's not that I'm making you dumb, I'm just emptying you. I'm just emptying your mind. So you have more room to focus on pleasure, more room to focus on arousal as it builds and builds and builds. And of course, the more I control you, the more I have say in you touching yourself, the more pleasure you feel, and the more you just want to just have me completely take charge, completely take over you while you lose yourself in the pleasure, 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 that's right. And it feels so fucking good, doesn't it? Yeah, I know it does. And now stop. That's right, stop. And of course, each and every single time I tell you to stop, you will stop. And it's funny because right now you still feel the pleasure building and building and building. The pleasure doesn't stop just because you stop touching, oh no. You see, I'm starting to control that too. And the more you start to realize how much control I have over you, the more pleasure you feel, the more pleasure you feel, the more you just get desperate. Desperate to touch yourself. Desperate to play with yourself. Desperate to just lose yourself in pleasuring yourself to my voice, as you long to do. And right now you just wait. Wait. Stopping. when I tell you to. And it's funny because even right now, you can try to move. You can try and touch yourself. But the second you get anywhere near any of those sensitive areas, your hands just repel themselves from them because you were told to stop. That's right. Try. Try to resist my control. Try to prove to me that you have any semblance of control left, which you don't. But try. Aww, and of course, the harder you fail, the more pleasure you feel. And the more pleasure you feel, the more you want to try. And the more you want to fail. And the more you want to just sink deeper and deeper, further and further into my control. And it just continues again. And now, in a moment, I'm going to say go. And you can play with yourself, but you're only allowed to touch yourself with one hand. And it has to be your non-dominant hand, do you understand? Good. Now go. Touch yourself, play with yourself. Condition yourself further and further, deeper into my control. Deeper into my control as you play with yourself. That's right. Aw, look at you. Furiously touching, pleasuring yourself deeper and deeper into my control. Feeling so helpless, so horny, so aroused. But it feels so fucking good, doesn't it? It feels so good to lose yourself into my control. It feels so good to lose yourself into my control. And there's nothing, absolutely nothing you can do about it. You see, you came here to give up control to me, and that's exactly what you've done. And doesn't it feel good? Yeah? And freeze. Frozen. Stuck in place, exactly where you were, hands unmoving, frozen. All you can do is blink and breathe. That's it. You're just frozen, stuck in place. And it's easy right now to be frozen, but yet so frustrating. Because you were in the middle of something, weren't you? Something very important. Something very important. And now here you are, a little statue, frozen and stuck in place for my amusement, and there is nothing you can do about it. And of course the pleasure doesn't stop, because of course you try and resist, you try and move, you try to move your hand just a little bit, to give yourself just a little bit more pleasure, but you can't. And the more you find yourself stuck, frozen, like that, you just find yourself stuck, frozen, in place. The more pleasure you feel, and the more pleasure you feel, the more control you give to me. You lose yourself in the control, in the pleasure. That's right. The pleasure that's just building, and building, and building, and building. That's right. Oh, my horny. Horny frozen statue, and unfreeze. You may touch yourself again. Only with your non-dominant hand, though. Keep touching. Keep touching. And of course, you just continue to feel the pleasure building and building and building and building and building. And it just feels too fucking good to stop. It feels too fucking good to just give yourself to me. So give yourself to me completely. Mind, body, and soul. And of course, the more pleasure you feel, the more control you give me. But that's exactly how you wanted it, isn't it? That's exactly how you've always wanted it. You wanted to give me control. You wanted to give me that. And the more pleasure you feel, pleasure you feel, pleasure you feel, the more and more and more you slip deeper and deeper and deeper into my control and freeze. That's right, frozen, stuck in place. Frozen, stuck in place. Oh, I'd love to see the look on your face right now. Frozen. That's right. Not even moans of ecstasy can escape your lips. You are just frozen. Unable to do anything but feel pleasure, blink, and breathe. And as you do that, you just find yourself swimming in ecstasy. Your mind just so overwhelmed by my control. Your body's so frozen, stuck in place. And you try to move, and the more you try to move, the more pleasure you feel. That's right. That's right. But it's never enough, is it? It's never enough. The pleasure that comes from control, the pleasure that comes from you trying to resist your bonds while you're frozen, stuck there like that, is just never enough to just peek you over the edge. And you just find yourself slipping deeper and deeper into my control. Your mind just so empty, filled only with thoughts of me. That's right, only with thoughts of me while you touch yourself, or not, because right now you're frozen. And it's fucking adorable watching you there. I could imagine the position that you might be in as you touch yourself. It's so cute. Do you want to be unfrozen? Oh, you can't even tell me yes. You can't even muster up a little bit of back because you're that frozen. You know what? Unfreeze. That's right, and while you're unfrozen, do not touch yourself. Hands off. That's right, hands off. Place your hands by your sides and leave them there. Keep them there, by your sides, not moving, desiring to touch so badly. I'm gonna up the desire, I'm gonna up the need. I'm gonna make you so fucking needy that you will beg me to let you touch. And while you're there with your hands by your sides, you still feel the pleasure, pleasure, pleasure building and building and building. I'm going to torture you with your own pleasure. You see, you've come this far. You're already so fucking horny and mindless. Fucking horny and mindless. And you love it, don't you? Yeah, you do. And right now your hands, oh, they're filling with desire, they're filling with need, they're filling your entire body with pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. And you feel right now that there's nothing more important than touching yourself. There is nothing more important than pleasuring yourself, than getting off to the sound of my voice, than getting off to my control, because you just fucking need it so badly. You want it so badly, it burns deep, deep within your mind, your body, your very core. That's right. Do you want it? Do you need it? Beg me. Beg me to let you touch yourself. Beg me to let you play with yourself. Tell me how deeply controlled you are by me. Tell me how deeply you are. Deep, deep down in the hole of control that I've dug for you, that you just fell into so easily, so effortlessly, and you couldn't even claw your way out, even if you wanted to. Not now. Maybe not ever. Who knows? Oh, your begging is so fucking adorable. You know what? Stop begging. Stop pleading. Take both your hands and play with yourself. Play with yourself exactly the way that you want to, exactly the way that you need to, in a way that just gets you there, to that point where you just would want anything to come. You'd give anything to just have that final release, that bombastic orgasm. Isn't that right? You want to come for me, don't you? You want to orgasm for me, don't you? You want to orgasm so fucking hard that you just lose all sense of space and time. Like reality itself just melts away and all that's left is my control, don't you? So get yourself there. Get yourself really, really, really fucking turned on to the point where you are just moaning and begging and needing and pleading to come so badly. And when you're there, when you're there, when you're right at that spot where you just feel so much pleasure, like you're just about to come, that's right, where you're just almost at the edge, I'm just gonna go in there and freeze, that's right, freeze, frozen, stuck in place, nothing you can do. You're just frozen. Your hands just frozen there. Your body just frozen there, your mind frozen there, but still feeling such immense pleasure. Such immense pleasure that you just lose yourself. Your mind starts to crack as the little cracks in your mind just start peeking through, as you just reel in the feelings of pleasure and arousal that my control brings you. This deep, needy arousal that just turns your mind so much, and it feels so fucking good. So fucking good. Better than any orgasm to know that you are this deeply controlled by me. This deeply controlled by me. Aww. Unfreeze. And lose yourself. Touch yourself. That's right. Get yourself right there to the edge. To the very, very edge. And when you're ready, I might just allow you to come for me. I might just allow you to come for me so you can lose your mind, so you can break yourself again and again and again. And of course, when you have an orgasm, your mind will shatter into a million, trillion little pieces as they all just cascade around you. And as your mind breaks, as you come so fucking hard, so hard. That's right. You find yourself just sinking deeper and deeper and deeper down. Down into my control. Down into empty-headed obedience to me. Your body, your mind, your will, all mine as you come. That's right, as you come for me. That's right, come for me. Get yourself so, so very hard and come for me. That's right. And as your mind breaks, shatters, cascades around you, swirling around in a million trillion pieces, you just find yourself sinking down deep, deeply into my control. Deeply into my voice, as nothing else matters right now. Nothing else matters in this world except my voice, my control. That's right. Everything else just seems to stop existing for a moment, as all that matters is just my control, my voice, listening and obeying, listening and obeying me. It's such an easy thing to do. It doesn't take any effort at all to listen and obey, does it? And you find yourself just slipping down, 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 deeper and deeper and deeper, deeper into trance than you've ever been before. As your mind reels from all the conditioning. And of course, in a moment, we're going to think about waking you up. That's right, waking you up. And upon waking, you'll find yourself refreshed and energized, happy and content, feeling so very good, knowing that you've done such a wonderful job today, that you are a wonderfully amazing submissive, and that you did such a good job of following my commands. And when you wake up, you'll find yourself returning to the way you were before this fire began. Everything put back in its place where it needs to be. Until that time where you decide to listen again. And every single time you listen, you have a more bombastic orgasm. Every single time. And every single time you lose yourself just a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. But that's okay. Because that's what you want, isn't it? And if it isn't, your subconscious mind can ignore all of these suggestions. So, now is the time to wake you up. So in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10, and when I reach the number 10, you'll be wide awake, alert, refreshed and energized, happy and content, ready to go about your day, whatever that might be. So coming up on the count of 10 with 1, 2, 3, that's right. Energy starting to flood your body with 4, 5, 6. coming up a little bit more, and a little bit more, and a little bit more, with 7, 8, 9, remembering each and every single thing we did. Happy and content, coming back to yourself with the next number, and 10, wide awake. Hi everybody, I hope you enjoyed this little trance experience. And as always folks, don't forget to keep it trancey. I will see you later, goodbye.